concentric circles until he finally came to the place in the field where the little Othnelians had been. Then he got out and walked forward in the grass away from the jeep. He stopped as a dense cloud of flies lifted into the air.
"What is it?" Gennaro called.
"Bring the radio," Muldoon said.
Gennaro climbed out of the jeep and hurried forward. Even from a distance, he could smell the sour-sweet odor of early decay. He saw a dark shape in the grass, crusted with blood, legs askew.
"Young Hadrosaur," Muldoon said, staring down at the carcass. "The whole herd stampeded, and the young one got separated, and the T-Rex brought it down."
"How do you know?" Gennaro said. The flesh was ragged from many bites.
"You can tell from the excreta," Muldoon said. "See those chalky white bits there in the grass? That's hadrospore. Uric acid makes it white. But you look there," he pointed to a large mound rising knee-high in the grass, "that's tyrannosaur spore."
"How do you know the tyrannosaur didn't come later?"
"The bite pattern," Muldoon said. "See those little ones there?" He pointed along the belly. "Those are from the Othis. Those bites haven't bled. They're post-mortem from scavengers. Othis did that. But the hadro was brought down by a bite on the neck. You see the big slash there, above the shoulder blades? That's the T-Rex, no question."
Gennaro bent over the carcass, staring at the awkward, trampled limbs with a sense of unreality. Beside him, Muldoon flicked on his radio.
"Control?"
"Yes," John Arnold said over the radio. "We got another hadro dead. Juvenile."
Muldoon bent down among the flies and checked the skin on the sole of the right foot. A number was tattooed there.
"Specimen is number HD-09.
The radio crackled.
"I've got something for you," Arnold said.
"Oh? What's that?"
"I found Nedry."
The jeep burst through the line of palm trees along the east road and came out into a narrower service road leading toward the jungle river. It was hot in this area of the park, the jungle close and fetid around them. Muldoon was fiddling with a computer monitor in the jeep, which now showed a map of the resort with overlaid grid lines.
"They found him up on remote video," he said. "Sector 1104 is just ahead."
Farther up the road, Gennaro saw a concrete barrier, and the jeep parked alongside it.
"He must have taken the wrong turnoff," Muldoon said. "The little bastard."
"What did he take?" Gennaro asked.
"Who says 15 embryos? Know what that's worth?"
Gennaro shook his head.
"Somewhere between 2 and 10 million, Muldoon said.
He shook his head.
"Big stakes."
As they came closer, Gennaro saw the body lying beside the car. The body was indistinct and green. But then green shapes scattered away as the jeep pulled to a stop.
"Compies," Muldoon said. "The compies found him."
A dozen procompsognathids, delicate little predators no larger than ducks, stood at the edge of the jungle, chittering excitedly as the men climbed out of the car. Dennis Nedry lay on his back, the chubby boyish face now red and bloated. Flies buzzed around the gaping mouth and thick tongue. His body was mangled, the intestines torn open, one leg chewed through. Gennaro turned away quickly to look at the little compies which squatted on their hind legs a short distance away and watched the men curiously. The little dinosaurs had five-fingered hands, he noticed. They wiped their faces and chins, giving them an eerily human quality which,
"I'll be damned," Muldoon said. "Wasn't the compies?"
"What?"
Muldoon was shaking his head.
"See these blotches? On his shirt and face? Smell that sweet smell like old dried vomit?"
Gennaro rolled his eyes. He smelled it.